Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Shri Vardhari Gopijana Vallabha Shri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Hare Jaya Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Jaya Shri Gopal Jai Gauranita, 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 Jai Gauranita.
जय विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सृष्टि श्रीमत डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विरान स्वयं महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की पिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna, reading from Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 44. Suta Vacha Prithayetham Kalapadaihi Parinutakhilodayah मंदः जशाः वैकुंठो मोहयन् इव मायया। सूत उवाच प्रत्ययेथं कलपदै परिणूताखिलोदयः पृथ्येथं कलपदै परिणूताखिलोदयः मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मोहयन् इव मायया। सूत उवाच पृथ्येतं कलपदये परिणूताखिलोदयः मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मोहयन्निव मायया। सूत उवाच पृथ्येतं कलपदये परिणूताखिलोदयः मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मोहयन्निव मायया। सूत उवाच पृथ्येतं कलपदै परिणूताखिलोदयः मन्दं जहास वैकुण्ठो मोहयन्निव मायया। सूत उवाच पृथ्येतं कलपदै परिणूताखिलोदयः मोहयन्निव मायया।
Thank you. माता जी Sutavacha, Sutta said, Prithaya, by Pritha, Kunti, Ittham, this, Kalapadehi, by chosen words, Parinuta, being worshipped, Akhila, universal, Udayaha, glories, Mandam, mildly, Jahasa, smiled, Vaikuntaha, the Lord, Mohayan, captivating, Iva, like, Mayaya, his mystique power. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sudha Goswami said, the Lord, thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi, composed in choice words for His glorification, mildly smiled. That smile was as enchanting as His mystique power. Purport. Anything that is enchanting in the world is said to be a representation of the Lord. The conditioned souls who are engaged in trying to lord it over the material nature are also enchanted by His mystique powers. But His devotees are enchanted in a different way by glories of the Lord and His merciful blessings upon them. His energy is displayed in different ways, as electrical energy works in manifold capacities. Srimati Kunti Devi has prayed to the Lord just to enunciate a fragment of His glories. All His devotees worship Him in that way, by chosen words, and therefore the Lord is known as Uttama Shloka. No amount of chosen words is sufficient to enumerate the Lord's glories, and yet He is satisfied by such prayers as the Father is satisfied even by the broken linguistic attempts of the growing child. The word Maya is used both in the sense of delusion and mercy. Herein, the word Maya is used in the sense of Lord's mercy upon Kunti Devi. Om Ajnanatimi Randhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiliti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सर्वशास्त्राधि पीयूषः सर्ववैदेहिक सत्फल सर्वसिद्धांत रतनाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्पद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिभान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित परमानंद पाठाय प्रेम वर्षक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोस्तुते। मदेक बंधो मत संगी मन गुरो मन महाधन मद निस्तार मद भाग्य मदानंदो नमोस्तुते। असाधु साधुता दाई नती निचिच्योतारक हान मुंच कदाचिन प्रेम नृत कंठ यो स्फुर मुकम करोति वाचलम पंगुम लंगयते गिरिम यत कृपा त्वहं वंदे श्री गुरुम दीनतारिणम श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम परमानंद माधवम। Hare Krishna. Extremely grateful for this opportunity to speak on such exalted prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just now, in the last verse, Srimati Kunti Devi's prayers have just been summarized, just finished, and now Sudha Goswami is speaking the next event that is happening. And it is so satisfying to see the Lord reciprocating in such wonderful way with the prayers of a devotee. The devotee struggles, the devotee goes through so many ups and downs, and finally, as he makes the offering at the lotus feet of the spiritual master, at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, he is waiting for a very amazing reciprocation from the Lord. And here, the Lord is amazingly reciprocating with Kunti Maharani by giving a very mild smile. You know, it's like a smile in different art forms. You know, when you don't have language, you don't speak words, smile matters a lot. You know, it could be a sarcastic smile, it could be a sign of approval, it could be a sign of, you know, solacing. It can be smile could be a signal of comforting. So in different ways, the smile matters. And you know, I remember when, you know, the early days of Krishna consciousness, we were told that, you know, whatever happens in this world, so many turmoils will come, but one thing is for sure. And that is that Shriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasthita Karshan Venu Sunir Gopi Gopinath Shriyastuna. Whatever might happen, Lord Gopinath is standing below the Vamshivat and he's smiling. And his smile will not change. Everything in this world will change. So whatever we do, if we direct our consciousness to that smile, for that smile, then the life is successful. It is very amazing that many times we look at the appearance of devotees and we expect the prayers or their, you know, consciousness to be like that. You know, there are so many stories of devotees well dressed, well mannered, and there are some devotees who are very ghastly dressed, but the consciousness of their heart is so very devotional. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us stark comparison of two personalities of Srimati Kunti Devi, who is very motherly, very a queen, And the other comparison is of Vritrasura, who is very ghastly, all his hairs are coppery red, his eyes are as shining as sun, and you know, his teeth are clattering to, you know, bite into the enemy. And as he's, you know, normally if we had to choose a devotee by a picture, you know, I show a picture and show, you know, who is a devotee? Normally we would say, you know, somebody who is well dressed, has nice tilak. But at the same time, Bhagavatam says that one has to be seen deep within the consciousness of a devotee, and that is when the actions and the prayers of the devotee reveal what amazing heart that devotee has. His reaction to this world, his reaction to the calamity that he goes through, his inner core sentiments towards the Lord are revealed when he comes in his life to a climax where, you know, you cannot hide. In our life, we can make over. We can, you know, present very well. We can be talking very nicely. We can be singing very nicely. We can be, you know, acting very nicely. Myself, I'm coming from a fine art background, so, you know, acting, smiling, speaking in a very, polished way, gestures, is something which is very, very mechanically taught. So in that way, you can't understand what a devotee is. But when the person goes through different trying situations in life, that is the time the real substance of his heart is disclosed. So Kunti Maharani here, for a long time, she has worshipped Krishna. Although Krishna is in a position of a nephew, but she has worshipped Krishna, and now, after such a long and arduous life, going through so many turmoils, you know, probably if, you know, the newcomers will read Mahabharata and come to know that, you know, Krishna's devotees go through so many different turmoils, you know, one will consider, you know, whether should I become a devotee of Krishna? But Kunti Maharani shows us what exactly the consciousness of a devotee is as they go through different turmoils. And after the whole climax, the whole war is over, now she just cannot control. She just wants to express her love towards Krishna. And she comes and says, "Oh, please wait, oh Lord, please wait," you know. And she pours out, you know, her heart. And, you know, Vishwasika Thakur, in the translation, he mentions that the word Mohayan Iva Mayaya. Here, Srila Prabhupada mentions that smile was enchanting as his mystic power. Srila Vishwasika Thakur mentions that Krishna was overwhelmed. Vaikuntho Mohayan Iva Mayaya. He was enchanted by her Maya. You know, many times in Marathi also, when you say Maya, Maya means love, you know. Kiti Maya here. How much you love me. So here, looking at the love of Kunti Maharani, you know, Krishna got overwhelmed. And he said, "No, what do I say?" No, he just smiled. He said, "Thank you. Thank you for whatever beautiful prayers." So Krishna is mentioned here as Uttama Shloka, being glorified by so many devotees in so many different words, so many different choices of words. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with so many prayers, right from, you know, the Jantu to the demigod. You know, everybody is praying to the Lord in different ways. So here, Krishna is accepting everything, and he is accepting Kunti Maharani's love. Similarly, we see in Vritrasura's life, you know, you see the whole, you know, if you don't know the story and you go through the life, you know, very good, nice. So, you know, it's like an action movie where, you know, Trashta is bringing Vritrasura out, and he's coming in, you know, marching towards the demigods, killing them, you know, trotting upon them. And when the demigods come, you know, they get prepared. They prepare themselves with the, you know, irreproachable thunderbolt, the Vajra, made up of Dadichi's bones, and Indra is about to attack. And somehow or other, Indra doesn't have the courage to fight. And looking at the effulgence of all the demigods and their demeanor, all the other demons, they run away. So Vritrasura turns to them and says, "Do your duty, fight." And then he looks at the demigod and says, "Enough, I had enough, no? Staying in the demon body, you know, I've been cursed, but I have to stay in this body. But now please relieve me. The thunderbolt in your hand is so powerful. Don't lose your confidence and kill me." And in that, he prays to the Lord. And what amazing prayers. We see the substance of the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, where she says, "Please, Toyime Ananya Vishaya, let my consciousness flow towards you, breaking all the obstacles." Just like Mother Ganga flows. And if you go to Rishikesh, you'll see the flow of Ganga is so enormous. And anything coming in between, just breaking it. And what is the goal? Goal is the lotus feet of the Lord. So we have such amazing prayers by Vritrasura. Aham hare tava padaikamula dasanudaso bhavitashmi bhuyah manasmareta shupater gunamste grinita vak karma karotu kaya. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I be again able to be a servant of your eternal servants? So amazing, everybody, you know, the main feature of all devotees' prayers throughout Bhagavatam has been, let me be around devotees. Let me be around devotees where I'll be safe, where they are glorifying you. And we all had this experience in the lockdown where devotees were rare to see, you know, that Janmashtami night when, you know, you turn to the temple hall and there are only 5 to 10 devotees moving around, and you know, the festival seemed so empty without devotees. And everybody, you know, whoever were there here, they were busy doing services, you know. It is so difficult to survive without devotees. And the first prayer that Vritrasura is praying is, you know, "Please, O Lord, when will I again go amongst those devotees? So that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engages in the loving service of your Lordship." And he's saying, what do I want? Nanaka prishtam nacha parameshtyam na sarvabhavam na rasadhipatyam na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va samanja shastva virahai kankshe. O Lord, sources of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruvaloka, nor heavenly planet, no, going higher and higher, nor Brahmaloka, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all early planets or lower planets. I do not desire to be master of all the mystic powers, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. I mean, you know, it's very, very amazing. You know, you said, what exactly you mean by giving up your lotus feet? What exactly you mean? You know, it's a very simple line, but I was wondering, what exactly do you mean? You know, giving up lotus feet, giving up meditation on those lotus feet, giving up serving of that lotus feet, giving up the shelter of the lotus feet, giving up the shelter of the devotees who have taken shelter of that lotus feet. Next prayer, he talks about what is the nature of his eagerness. He's saying, how eager am I to serve you directly? And what striking, amazing analogy he's giving. Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga stanyam yathavat sarakshudartha priyam priya iva vishitam vishanya manoravindakshudidikshate tvam. O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mother, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Just four prayers, but you know the essence of Mama Uttama Shloka Janeshu Shakyam Samsara Chakre Brahmatasva Karma Bhi Tanmaya Yatma Majadara Geheshu Asakta Chittasana Nata Bhuyat. Saying, O Lord, I'm wandering to so many species. I was a Gandharva, now I'm a demon. This material as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. Not asking for liberation, but ultimate safety, and that is to be with devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children and home is continuing by the spell of external energy. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness and everything I have be attached only to you. Such amazing prayers, which talks only about attachment to Krishna, only about attachment to his devotees, is what we see as a main standard feature of prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see here Vritrasura and Kunti Maharani praying, but at the same time their prayers have a similar thread. Lord smiles at his devotee. We see how in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna is getting bewildered in the beginning chapter, and as the second chapter begins, Arjuna is almost to give up. He's giving all the reasons why he should not fight. And the Lord, you know, is so disgusted, he reprimands Arjuna. He says, you know, how come you such lowly qualities have come to you, and why are you speaking like an important person? But after that, after hearing this, you know, reprimand from the Lord, Arjuna goes all the more berserk, and he just falls down at the feet and saying, no, this is, I just cannot handle this. I cannot fight. And there, he surrenders to the Lord, saying, no, I'm your student now. Please guide me. I shall no more fight. I cannot do anything. And that is the time Krishna again smiles. So, it is mentioned that Krishna smiles, prahasan eva bhavata. No, just smile, mild smiling. So, the reasons are, you know, amazing, where Krishna smile, because, you know, to look at, you know, when somebody is very overwhelmed, you know, and where, if you know, normally what happens, you know, when you are overwhelmed and the other person is overwhelmed, it just adds to your, you know, anxiety. You know, normally it's said that whenever you want guidance, you go to somebody who is, you know, little smarter or senior to you. You know, if you have problem, then you go to somebody who is, you know, not advanced, you know, he will add to your problem. You know, so you have this problem, I'll tell you my problem. And, you know, it just, the problem increases infinitum. And you are more into anxiety. So here, Krishna gave us smile of assurance, you know, don't worry, everything is controlled. We'll take care of it. So to solace the overwhelming, you know, response of Arjuna, saying, don't worry. And just like many times, Srila Prabhupada also gives such amazing analogies, jokes, anecdotes, you know, so many proverbs, you know, very, 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 very local proverbs, you know, so many Bengali proverbs, so that the other person who's hearing can understand that, okay, no, this is very easy. It means that whatever is coming next also will be easy. So very soon now Krishna is going to open the, you know, box of so many grave topics, like, you know, soul. So here, before the gravity begins, Krishna begins, you know, with a smile, like, don't worry, you know, to lighten the mood so that he leaves anxiety and is ready to hear. And now that earlier he reprimanded Krishna, reprimanded Arjuna, because he acted like a friend, but now he is a disciple. So Krishna, although wanted to shout at Arjuna, but now that he had taken shelter, he is, you know, okay, take it. No, don't worry. Now that you have taken shelter, I will definitely guide. But this guidance will be a union of friendship and servitude. We will handle it, but we will handle it in a very, very amazing way. So in the first chapter, Krishna was controlled by Arjuna, where he is saying, you know, take the ratha in between the fields so that I can see them closely. But now as Krishna smiles here, he is saying, don't worry. I am going to control your mind now. I am going to give directions. I am going to give proper instructions to you so that you can understand the gravity of the situation and do your duty perfectly. So like this, so many times Krishna has smiled and he's smiling. You know, after the prayers of demigods, he'll smile. As the gopas come and pray to him, you know, we are hungry, Krishna will smile. As all the Brahman patnis, they come, Krishna is smiling. You know, his smile speaks volumes. And one more word amazing in this purport is kalappade, that is choicest words. You know, she has, according to her, you know, capacity, has spoken such amazing words. You know, Prabhupada has used the word uttama shloka. You know, one verse comes in 10th canto where Lord Brahma is praying, you know, what will I glorify you? You know, there have been, you know, Prabhupada translates as, you know, there have been scientists who have able to count the atoms, who are able to count, you know, sand, who are able to count snow. But nobody has yet been able to count your glories. So in the purport, Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī mentions that, you know, actually, Lord Shankarshana has counted everything. He has counted the dust particles, has counted the atoms. But he is not able to count the glories of the Lord. When the universe needed to be suspended, Lord Brahma requested Lord Ananta to hold and said, you know, how long do you want me to hold this? I will hold it, but how long do you want me to hold this? So Lord Brahma said, you hold it as long as you don't stop glorifying the Lord. You stop glorifying the Lord, then you can keep it down. So, you know, in a very tricky manager, he, you know, engaged Lord Shankarshana in holding the, and he is holding. But amazingly, you know, with a lot of care, Lord Brahma told him the favorite activity of his by which he will not even understand. And he said that, you know, when you hold a small thing, you know, whatever, if you hold and hold it for a long time, it becomes really very heavy. A small brick, it might hold. But for a longer time, it becomes more difficult to hold. So here, Lord Brahma requested Lord Shankarshan to glorify the Lord. And as he is glorifying, his ecstasy is increasing. But he is not able to finish the glories. And at the same time, he is so absorbed that he is not feeling the weight of the universe. rather feeling it as insignificant as a mustard seed, as a sesame seed. So, Parashar Bhatta, once as he went to take darshan of Lord Ranganath, he just, Nam Perumal, the Utsava deity of Ranganath, was just finished taking bath. And he said, okay, you know, Parashar Bhatta came in front, and such are the exalted devotees that the Lord directly speaks to them. So the Lord said, okay, I'm ready now. So how do I look? Can you glorify me? So Parashar Bhatta said, not really. You know, I think your glories are so unlimited that I will need the power of 1,000 tongues to glorify you. So, the Lord said, is it? Okay. So I grant you, Tathastu. You have, let you have the power. But still he was standing still, Vulare. Still you are not glorifying. He said, actually, even after getting 1,000 tongues, no, I'm not able to glorify you. He said, what is this? You asked me for this power, I gave you the power, now you're not glorifying. So Parashar Bhatta said that, if I would have said before, that you know, even if you give me the power, I can't glorify you enough, then the world wouldn't have understood. But now that you have given me the power, and now I'm saying that I don't have sufficient power to glorify you, shows the enormity of your glories. They are so infinite that even if I begin, it will not be possible. Such are the beautiful glories of the Lord. Kalappadai Uttama Shloka. You know, he is ready to hear the glories. Now, you know, coming to the beautiful Mandam Jahasa Vaikuntho. The Lord is smiling, you know, in the nectar of devotion. We have a beautiful description of Krishna's smile. Or how Krishna makes his devotee smile, rather. So, in the 46th chapter, the nectar of devotion mentions, you know, what are different types of smile. So, the first is Smita Hasya. You know, Smita. Where, what is the definition of Smita? Where there is a change in your eyes, in your cheeks, you know, just a little bit. So here, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī gives a description of a pastime where such smile was shown. You know, it's so amazing, nectar of devotion, where for everything mentioned, there is evidence also given by a leela. So he's saying, Smita Hasya. I think when Krishna was stealing yogurt in his own house, so there was this gopī called as Jarati. And she started running behind Krishna and trying to catch him. And she was very strict and very hard. So Krishna was really afraid. So he goes to Baladeva and takes shelter and saying, please save me. You know, Jarati is behind me. She's going to really beat me up. Please save me. Now looking at the Supreme Personality of Godhead taking shelter of Baladev, the sages in the heavenly planets, they smile. And that is a Smita Hasya. The next comes Hasita. First is Smita, then comes Hasita, where the teeth are slightly visible. So the story comes, he gives evidence of where Abhimanyu, the shadow incarnation of Krishna, who is the so-called husband of Radharani, as he is coming towards his house, Krishna is already there in the house. So Krishna takes the form of Abhimanyu and goes to Jatila and tells her that I am the original Abhimanyu. Krishna is taking my dress and he is coming. Please go and take care of him. So Jatila understood. Thank you. Thank you for informing me. And she goes out and starts beating up the real Abhimanyu. And as she is beating, Krishna, Radharani's friends, other gopis, they smile. You know, they can't smile openly because, you know, otherwise the whole secret will come out. So they are smiling. That smile is called as Hasita, where the teeth are visible. Next comes Vihasita. That is, the teeth are distinctly visible. In the sense, Sari Bhattisi. The entire smile can, all the teeth can be seen. So as Krishna is coming to steal butter, he comes right in the house of Jatila. And as he sees her sleeping, she wants to catch him. But she is acting as if she is sleeping. And here, Krishna is very softly mentioning to his Gopa friends, see, she's sleeping. And very deep sleeping, I can see her breathing. It's very deep. She's fully sleeping. Let's steal butter and not disturb her. So after hearing that, how foolish Krishna is, Jatila smiles with a vihasita, hasya, just to show that, very soon I'm going to catch you. What do you think? The next is, first is smita, hasita, vihasita, and now comes avasita. Avahasita, that is, the nose becomes puffed and the eyes squint. Such laughter. So, after the rasa dance, when Krishna returns home, the Mangal Aarti of the Banki Bihari temple is very late. Why? Because the Lord is still in the rasa lila and he comes back and all his clothes are, in a shatter, not very neatly. So here, as Yashoda Mai sees Krishna, she sees Krishna wearing a different dress and so many minerals on his eyes. She's wondering, what happened? Where have you been? And because she's not able to fathom and Krishna is not able to answer and he's in such a confused look. So the other gopis who are Mother Yashoda's assistants, they smile and they laugh loudly with the nose puffed up and eyes squint. Actually, they don't laugh loudly. You're not able to control. It's like a balloon, Slowly. Everything starts bulging. But you don't burst. So here, they can't laugh loudly because they'll Krishna will feel bad. But the nose puffs up and the eyes are squinting. And they are smiling. And next is apahasita. Avahasita, and now it is apahasita. Apahasita is, the tears are added, and the shoulders start shaking. So when Narad Muni, the evidence is given, when Narad Muni is seeing Krishna Leela from far, and he sees that the same Mukhara Gopi, who was behind Krishna to punish him, now she is making Krishna dance to her own tunes. So looking at the supreme controller of the universe dancing to the tunes of a simple gopi, Narad Muni cannot control his smile, his laughter. So he's so shocked to see that there's tears gliding his cheeks and his shoulder is shaking. And the last is Atihasita, where you clap your hands and leap in the air. That is the burster. Where Krishna, he comes to the same gopi and tells her, he said, your whole face is so slackened, we become so old, that now our leader of the monkey, Balimukha, he wants to get married to you. He has chosen you as your wife. So looking at that, Jarati, she replies to Krishna, she's saying that, forget that monkey. No, I have chosen a better monkey. That is you. And looking at that sarcastic reply, the other gopis start laughing and jumping in air as they clap. Such nice befitting answer has been given to Krishna. So that smile is so enchanting that when Krishna displays that smile, one can forget Hasir Harir Avanatir Avanatakhila Lokativram Shokagru Shokashru Sagara Vashoshanam Atyudaram. Kapil Muni says that the smile is so amazing that it absorbs or evaporates the Shok Ashru. The living entity, the main feature is crying and lamenting. Crying about the past and lamenting and being anxious about the future. So, immersed in that Shok Ashru. So here, the Smita Hasya of the Lord, the beautiful smile of the Lord can evaporate everything. And near Tanjur, there is a very beautiful deity of Mannar Guddi Gopalan, Rajagopalan. He is called as Rajagopalan. That deity is considered to be the most beautiful deity, most beautiful Utsavara deity, because it has such beaming smile. Every deity has a smile. The main smile is, whenever the painter paints the deities, there is always, injunction that, let the smile be very nice so that, the Lord can reciprocates. So here, the deity of Rajagopalan has such amazing smile. It is said that he is so beautiful that when the mention of prayers to Rajagopal Swami is not mentioned in the Dhriva Prabandhams, because it is said that many of the Alwars, as they came to this place, the beauty was so overwhelming that they could not speak anything. They had loss of words to glorify the Lord. It said that the Tirumanga Alwar, he came to the gates of the Lord, of the temple, and the Dhwajastambha had fallen down. He made it right, but somehow that he didn't enter the temple. So this Mannar Guddi Rajagopalan Swami is so beautiful, and it is said that the kshetra he stays in, that whole tank, it has at least 9 tirthas around it, and one of the largest lakes called as the Haridra Nidhi. On the banks of Haridra Nidhi, in Satya Yuga, Lord Brahma got darshan. In the Treta Yuga, Bhrigu and Mahalakshmi got darshan. In the Dwapar Yuga, there were these sages called as Gopila and Goprala. And in Kali Yuga, King Rajashekhar got darshan of these deities. It is said that when in Dwapar Yuga, these sages, when they wanted to be liberated, they were guided by the Lord to go to Dwarka to meet Lord Krishna. But as they were on their way, Narad Muni came and said, sorry, the Lord has already wrapped up his Leela and gone back to Goloka. So they were so much despondent. So that is the time when they were guided to go to this very place, which is also called as Dakshina Dwaraka, where they meditated and they wanted Lord to appear in his Krishna avatara. They wanted that the Lord should appear in all the Krishna Leelas. So the first Leela that the Lord Krishna showed, out of the, he showed 32 Leelas to them, which they till date celebrate in every festival. The first Leela was the pose of the main Moola deity there, the Moolavara deity there, who is Krishna with Rukmini Devi and Satyabhama, and is holding the tusk of Kuvalaya Peed. Where he broke the tusk, he's holding that. And the last Leela is Rajagopala Swami, who's standing in a threefold bending form with his hand holding a whip and the other hand, just like our Krishna Balaram, Balaramji's hand is up. So his hand is on a cow. There are two calves and one cow behind, and smiling in very enchanting way. The specific amazing feature is he's wearing two different earrings in his, ears. It is said that when there was a competition between the gopis as to who will swim and come back and dress. So when the gopis came back and dressed, and they had to pick up their own garments and own jewelry. So as they were, one gopi was searching, where is my one, you know, one kundal, you know, the earrings of ladies are different and the earrings of the gents are different. So here, she could not find her earring, but she was very happy to see that the Lord had worn her one earring. So till date, they have different kundals for the Lord. And the worship here is amazing. Every morning, the worship begins at 5 a.m. where the Lord gives the Vishwarupa Darshan. Where every day, a cow, an elephant come and worship the Lord. The elephant comes, he bows down on his knees, you know, salutes the Lord and sprinkles the Lord with the water from the river. So they have maintained all the beautiful worship, and one more interesting thing is in this temple, because it's a primarily Krishna temple. There is also a temple of Durga, which is not to be found in many other temples. Why? Because Yogamaya, who is came as sister of Lord Krishna, to be also worshipped, her temple also is there. And one more amazing thing is, where, you know, Mother Lakshmi's temple, you know, every Sri Vaishnava temple will have the main temple, and then a separate temple of Sri Mahalakshmi. So there, the deity of Garuda is in female form. So, it's a, you know, everybody was wondering, you know, why the Alvars have not composed any prayers on this deity, but they unanimously, they conclude that the smile of Sri Rajgopal Swami is the most brightest and most beautiful. So, at the end, I would just like to recite this a beautiful prayer where a devotee of Lord Jagannath is glorifying the smile of Lord Jagannath. He is saying, Ki sundara tumi, Prabhu Jagannath, ki sundara chakka dola, your round eyes. Ki sundara tumakshi kshetra bhuvan. Ki sundar tuma ratna simhasan, ki sundar shonavesh, ki sundar tuma kaliya vadan, bank adhar basan, bank adhar has, ki sundar tumar baishi pahach, ki sundar simhadwar, ki sundar tuma neel chakra net, e chakka dola, ki sundar tumar adhar has. So beautiful smile of the Lord and beautiful pastimes of the Lord. So we pray at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath that we can concentrate on his smile and serve him in such a way that he can continuously smile at us. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Tathaya Gaura Premanande.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.